The USFL Gambling Podcast Week 2 DFS lineup on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $10 at WynnBET and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 40 grand with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. And last but not least, you're brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app is live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is free to download. It is your home for all of our free picks and podcasts and articles. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Brian Bosworth, a.k.a. The Boz, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, brother. Peace out. Boz out.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
Spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game. And now it is time for our USFL report.
And we're back on the USFL Gambling Podcast Week 2 DFS show. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dent, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price. That no one touches Dundee.
Yes. Why should you be listening? Because I only came in first place out of hundreds of entries. Won some cold hard $1,000 cash on a $5 fucking entry. And I'm joined by the DFS god himself. Well, even though I should call myself that.
Nobody touches Dundee.
Give it up for the rooftop IPA drinking, homebrew making, Tobacco Road living, the free lock giving, former Herndon Basketball League MVP. Give it up for NC Nick in the place to be.
What's going on, man? How we doing?
Here you go.
He's the kind of guy that would drink a gallon of gasoline so he could piss in your campfire. You could drop this guy off at the Arctic Circle wearing a pair of bikini underwear without his toothbrush, and tomorrow afternoon he's going to show up at your poolside with $1 million smile and a fistful of pesos.
I got the fistful of pesos, right? That is you, though. That is you. Million dollar smile. Maybe this week it'll be you with the $1 million smile and the fist full of pesos.
I like it. You know, in general, looking at, you know, this slate here, I struggled a bit, not going to lie. Like, it seemed, we were talking a little bit before we recording here, that DraftKings really didn't adjust the pricing that much after 1 week in the books. So at first I was thinking, like, you know, I'm going to save some money at quarterback, kind of like that strategy that a lot of people do with NFL DFS. But then I had so much money left over, like, I couldn't spend the money, which is hardly ever a problem in DFS land, you know? So did you run into kind of the same issues?
I did. And I also ran into the same issues on my winning lineup last week. And I'll be honest, what really won me my lineup last week was I played DeAndre Johnson at a really cheap value.
Yeah.
Now I also played three running backs. I believe in doing that in these leagues until we see the football, you know, the offenses click better. So the three running backs and DeAndre Johnson, really, I think I can credit to my winnings. But I mean, last year or last week, I feel like I left like $5,000 out there. This
That's
week,
the thing.
I have it at 2,500, so I feel a little bit better.
That's the thing, though. I think, you know, people, you feel weird leaving that much money because USFL is not like NFL or baseball or golf, where it doesn't make any sense to leave that much money. Sure, leave some money if you like a guy better. Leave $500, or, you know, maybe even up to $1,000, which is usually still doesn't happen. USFL is definitely more of a crapshoot. So
you saying I'm not skilled? You saying I'm not skilled? You sandbagging?
Hey, dude, you just finished first out of thousands. You said hundreds. I'm pretty sure it was thousands. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what that number was.
Whether it's, you know, lucky or good, who cares? You cashed.
That's true. That's true. And I got my money today, so I felt perfect. You know, there's a pep in my step.
Look
when,
at that.
When talking about the great United States Football League, and look, we just gotta let me just. Well, I gotta give some type of music for the United States Football League. Let's go with the old theme. All right, so let's get into this, man. Curious what you did at the quarterback spot. You know, like I said, part of me, I was like, do I do the same thing I did last week? So I kind of have this idea, and I still might switch. I think DeAndre Johnson, being the league's leading rusher, is a very smart play.
Yeah, at 7.9K, that affords you to either spend up elsewhere or just put a lot of money in your pocket.
I'm counting on the fact that Jeff Fisher will have a game plan to limit him. Right. So yeah. I went off the reservation, even though he won me cold hard cash. All right.
Yeah.
I went to what I think is going to be the highest scoring game of the week. I went to the Breakers Bandits game Sunday. Mm. And I loaded up on I love Slaughter Sundays, and I do have a lineup out there where I played him, but this is not that lineup. I went with Jordan Tamu, and I did. I just thought, you know what? He could, Pepper Johnson runs that Bill Belichick defense. I think Slaughter might have a harder time against Pepper Johnson's defense than perhaps Larry Fedora's. That Breaker defense looked fucking amazing week one, but Jordan Tamu is a different style of quarterback than Brian Scott. He can beat you with his legs too.
Well, that was a disappointing thing with Tamu last week, as I rostered him, and he only had one carry for 7 yards. He really did not even look to scramble. And he had those two interceptions where he was really trying to force a ball into coverage. I like the play, you know, I think he's going to have a bounce back. I mean, he looked good with the first quarter or so, but overall that offense looked average, I guess. But I think another week in the books, I think the Bandits offense will look better. I think they have talent. They have some pass catchers. Tamu, we know, is a good quarterback. So I like the play, but I did not go with him. So originally my thought process at the quarterback position was to go with somebody cheaper, maybe like a Jamar Smith for AK, but I seriously could not spend the money. I had so much extra money left over. I said, well, you know what? Let me look at some of the more expensive quarterbacks. You just mentioned him. I agree that the Bandit Breaker game may be the highest scoring game of the weekend. Both teams in the 20s, I think, smash the over 41. I'm going to go the opposite side. I'm going to go Slaughter Saturdays or Sundays. I guess this game Sunday. So Slaughter Sundays. Once again, kind of similar to Tamu. I mean, his stats from week one are not going to wow you. He had 150 yards and an interception. I think more importantly, I think he looked the part. And he
rushed for 30. Yeah.
I was going to say he was also more willing to run the ball than Tamu was. He did, you know, pull the ball down four times and scramble for 30 yards here. So I expect a better day through the air. And that rushing abilities provides a nice floor also. So give me Sloter here.
Look, it's hard to fade Sloter Sundays. He's my favorite player in the league, or at least my favorite quarterback in the league, not my favorite player, but and the guy's a baller. I played a lineup with him out there. I play a couple lineups. All right. Just to let you guys know, I'm giving you this as what I think is my best lineup. All right. I went Tamu. I feel weird going with the most expensive quarterback when the least expensive quarterback for the most part just won me money. I actually hesitated on that. I thought about playing Kenji Bahar or something because he played like the fourth quarter, I feel like, for the Gamblers. Yeah, I think he only threw one pass because they were up, but he was the guy taking their snaps. And I thought, man,
obviously a bigger risk. Yeah. Obviously. But you know, if you're playing in a game with 1,000 entries, you have to differentiate yourself. So that would definitely be a different lineup.
So, I mean, what about even like Shea Patterson? I know he's still got the value, but like, I was thinking like, what, you know, could you find a low price quarterback here? I mean, look, if I'm playing devil's advocate, if I take out Tamu, Clayton Thorson's at 7,600. They looked all right in the first half.
I think if you're
Josh Love,
Jamar Smith.
Yeah, I actually think you'd probably go DeAndre Johnson.
One of those two at either 8K or 7.9K.
But I'm going Tamu. I think this is the best lineup. I think it's going to switch back this week. You know, you got to zig when they zag. What about your running back position? Did you, how many running backs are on your roster?
Just two.
Okay.
I know you're a three running back proponent, and that makes a lot of sense, but I couldn't quite fit it in there. I couldn't quite make it work. So if it makes it feel better, my two running backs are pretty highly priced. So I definitely spent up at the running back position, and that starts with my guy, BJ Emmons on the Bandits. I like the fact that, yeah, look, he only averaged about 2 yards per carry against the Maulers, but he is their main back. It's no committee here. Emmons is going to get most of the carries. I think they'll have a little bit more success on the ground this year. This week. And he caught three balls for 23 yards. You know, Tamu was looking for him. They did a couple nice, you know, well-designed screenplays. I just think Emmons looked like, you know, one of the better running backs I saw last weekend. So I, once again, this game, I expect a lot of points. Give me BJ Emmons for 8.5K.
I rostered him too. Mm-hmm. I think this game's high scoring. I watched that game. I was facing him. He was a guy that almost beat me. So I saw the same thing you saw. He's a baller. He does split time with Juwan Washington. Some, it seemed like they were going one drive Emmons, one drive Washington. It seemed like,
I don't think it was more like 3-1. Maybe. I mean, Washington ended up with 10 carries for 17 yards and even worse average, but Washington also got, I think, 4 carries on the last drive. So yeah. I think it's more, I think Emmons is clearly the lead dog. Washington's going to, you know, provide him a break, spell him from here to there. But I think Emmons is your guy there.
All right. Well, I went three running backs. Look, they didn't hire Paul Johnson, which really disappointed me. If the USFL expands next year, which I fully expect them to add a few teams, I expect Paul Johnson to be coaching one of those teams and running the triple option. Please, Moose Johnson, do it. So I had to bring the triple option here to the digital, to the DFS style. So I went three running backs. My most expensive is Emmons, so I touched on that. But my second most expensive is a guy I rostered last week, and this is where I'm not going to zag. I did have two. I'm rostering two running backs that played well for me last week. Stevie Scott is my play with the Michigan Panthers. I thought the Generals' defense looked ding, all right, but ding, yes, ding. Do we have the same roster?
Well, different quarterbacks.
Yeah, same game though. Yeah, at 7,900, I think you got Jeff Fisher loves to run the ball. The Generals' defense didn't look like it was like the greatest defense, so I think there's opportunity here for Stevie Scott. He also caught, I think, got a couple catches out of the backfield, if memory serves me correct.
One for five.
Okay.
Neither Panther running back did much through the air, and you know, obviously the Panthers are going to run the ball a lot. And I also rostered Stevie Scott last week. He's one of the one, you know, roster spots I actually did good on last week. The funny thing though is I kind of like the other running back there also, Cameron Scarlett. So Scarlett had 15 carries for 66 yards. Scott had 18 for 72 in the touchdown. You know, if you want to go different, maybe you think about rostering Scarlett. He did fumble. And it seems like Stevie Scott's definitely getting the goal line work. So I wanted to be contrarian, but at the end of the day, I had the money, and why not take the guy who's going to get the goal line carries? And that is Stevie Scott. But if you want to get a little crazy here, Cameron Scarlett is way down the board for only 3.7K. And he's a guy that ran for 15 for 66 last week.
He
looked good. You know,
I like it. Wow. Okay. So I have a third running back. Should I mention him now?
Shoot.
I went with the guy that I think he might actually be the best running back in the league when fully healthy. And the fact that Birmingham, there's a reason why the Generals called 24 straight runs. They were having great success running the ball against the Stallions. Like I said, I don't think the Stallions were the better team, though. They got that win, credit to them. Generals missed kicks. Also went for a 4th-and-2 after they were dominating. I mean, they kicked a field goal on a 4th-and-2. And I thought if they run it, they've been just pushing them back. Mark Thompson of the Houston Gamblers at 5,700. This guy's a beast. He's a beast when he runs. It's physical. I think this guy's going to have success against a run defense that didn't look very great against the New Jersey Generals.
What I like about that play is that he currently has a questionable tag, and yeah, usually I wouldn't like that, and it kind of scared me off. But you know what? It's going to scare a lot of people off, especially in a league where information is hard to find. So I think he was banged up last week, still played. Question mark this week. He was a limited participant in practice on Tuesday. So I think all signs are pointing towards he's fine, and he will be the lead dog for that team for the Gamblers. But the fact that I think a lot of people will just look past him because they don't want anything to do with a possible injury. So as far as differentiating your lineup, that makes a lot of sense. And he also is a guy who looked the part, who had a very nice, you know, per rush average last week. So I like what you did there.
I'm telling you, he's a steal. All right. Now tell me about your highest priced
receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to take you back.
Did you roster a tight end?
I did.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but anyway, we'll get to that later. Go. I didn't mean to cut you off.
You
go.
Know, I like to squeeze a tight end in there every once in a while. So I went a guy who with 9 targets. He went 6 catches for 71 yards and a touchdown. One of the better days from any pass receiver, and that is Lance Lenoir.
Ding,
of the
ding,
Michigan
ding.
Panthers. Oh man, another
you know what?
One.
Jeez. You know what though? Fuck that. I'm changing it. Go. Tell me why.
He obviously looks like the favorite target of one Shea Patterson. And I think they're gonna do it again. I think he definitely led the team in catches, in targets. He also had the touchdown. What's not to like? At a pretty affordable price as well. And can we talk about wide receivers for a second? So speaking of DraftKings not adjusting the price tags, I mean, if you look at the top, I don't know, like 5 receivers, Sean Poindexter had a goose egg last week.
But he's still
8.5K.
Right there.
Rashard Davis of the Tampa Bay Bandits didn't even start, had 1 catch, 13 yards. He's 8.3K. Jeff Thomas looked pretty good for Pittsburgh. He had 4 for 43.
He's their best player. They just can't get him the ball because exactly. The offense sucks.
Exactly. You can't spend that much money, 9.1K on. He looks like on any other team. This guy might be the best receiver in the league.
I agree. I liked him at Miami.
Right.
But unfortunately, he's a mauler.
I mean, even the most expensive receiver, Isaiah Zuber for the Gamblers. Yeah, he had a touchdown, but he only had 2 targets, 2
Dude,
for 34.
And that and a touchdown. I rostered him. That touchdown was lucky.
Yeah.
That was a lucky touchdown.
Seemed to me like Thorson was throwing more to JoJo Ward than Isaiah Zuber.
I agree.
Maybe the best one is Victor Bolden for the Stallions, still 8 targets, 4 for 45, but he looked dynamic. But still, he's 9.3K. And so far, the production just hasn't been there. So the receiver position is all out of sorts. So I went a little bit cheaper with my top guy, Lance Lenoir, 7.6.
Okay. Well, you just made me zig. Look, I like that play, and I'll be honest, I'm going to turn in one of my other lineups I have him in too, but I'm going to go to the Breakers game. There's a guy named Johnny Dixon, who I think is a difference maker. Now, yeah, you're playing an aggressive defense, but I do think Johnny Dixon and Sloter Sundays is a real thing. And you look at what he did. He's only 6,600. But Johnny Dixon, 4 for 37, 6 targets. That was almost as much as Canella with 7. So I'm going to take a shot on Johnny Dixon. I know they got a few different, I mean, they threw to the running backs a lot, but, I just think it's a, I think he's their top wideout. It's not Poindexter. Yeah. It's Johnny Dixon. So I'm going to go with Johnny Dixon.
All right. I like it. Next up for me is another receiver, 6.9 K. We've mentioned him when we did the USFL picks podcast. So check that out. It is the former Mississippi State Bulldog, Osiris Mitchell, 4, 6.9 K. Last week, 5 for 96 and a touchdown on 7 targets. His size is just a complete mismatch against undersized defenders. So, yeah, I mean, I think that Osiris Mitchell will probably find the end zone again. So let me roster him for 6.9.
Yeah, I mean, you can't go wrong. He was on my team last week too. So
not this week though, huh?
No, a week to prep for Jamar Smith. I thought that Gamblers defense looked pretty damn good against Michigan. So I thought, maybe stay away from the receivers for the Stallions. That was my outlook.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll be right, 'cause Jamar Smith did look good. So, I only have one player left. Do you?
Yes. Yes. Only one more.
All right. Well, before I get there, I want to tell you that the USFL gambling podcast. Sorry. Go listen to the College Football Experience. I've been doing a lot of those episodes. So I feel like I'm turning into a machine here. The USFL gambling podcast DFS show is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $10 at WinBet. Get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. Get mountain cold refreshment delivered straight to your door via Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/SGP. That's CoorsLight.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by StableDuel. StableDuel is a horse racing DFS app where you can play free and paid games for real cash prizes. You can win as much as 40 grand with one entry. Head over to StableDuel.com to get started today. And I also want to tell you that we're brought to you by Athletic Greens. Yes, and their AG1 supplement. You might say, hey, what the hell is this stuff? Well, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help start your day right. I'm telling you, this thing is great. It's a special blend of ingredients. It supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and aging. I mean, all those things. So it's a no brainer. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. Once again, that is athleticgreens.com/SGP. You got to do that. I mean, that's fantastic. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other prying eyes. That's why I use IP Vanish, because it's stealth mode. It is stealth mode. It helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. This means your private emails, details, passwords, communications, browsing history will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location is hidden, so you got to do it. You're virtually invisible online. Go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Use that promo code SGP and claim 70% savings. Once again, that is ipvanish.com/SGP. And we're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, it is free to download in the App Store and Google Play Store. It's your home for all of our picks, podcast content. So grab that thing today and let it ride. All right, look, last player in our DFS lineup here.
Well, in the defense, right?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. You're right. I took a shot on my guy. He's on our fantasy team. Me and you have a fantasy football team. Shout out to Alt Fantasy. Well, we didn't start the right players. This guy was on our bench. We started some players that didn't play. So we lost, but we have some guys on the bench that I thought pretty talented. And one of them is this guy here, Chris Rolland. Seven catches, 74 yards. He had nine targets.
Yeah.
Brian Scott's ace. I almost cut this guy, by the way, right before kickoff. Because I couldn't find the, you know, I had to do the auto draft because I had a comedy show. So the auto draft didn't give us a kicker. So I thought about cutting him. I actually did release him, and then I quickly grabbed him back up when I realized there was no kickers available. And then he has a great game. And I say, gosh, I'm so glad we didn't have a kicker. So Chris Rowan, that's my play. And I don't know why he's 3,400 after he just got all those targets and all those yards.
Once again, receivers have not been adjusted whatsoever. So that's funny. But I got a better pick. And that is I think he led the whole USFL in targets last week with 11. Maybe the one guy who most looked like he might be NFL ready. That is the former Arkansas Razorback tight end Cheyenne O'Grady for the Tampa Bay Bandits. Had eight catches for 86 yards on 11 targets. Looked like Jordan Tamu was looking to him every other play.
He looked like Kellen Winslow back there, a senior, not junior. Came,
right. He came oh so close to catching a touchdown. I think it happens this week. He seems to me like that's a team where there's so many receivers, like you're not sure who's going to have the best day. It seems like Mr. Reliable is going to be the big tight end down the middle. Cheyenne O'Grady, 5K.
I like it. And yeah, Kellen Winslow, senior, not junior. He's not jerking off in a Target. All right. a Target parking lot, I should say.
Who hasn't done that once or twice? I mean, come on. He just got caught. Like
you're shopping around. It's Christmas time. You know,
a lot of hot women go to Target. It'd be worse if it was a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, but he's definitely a piece of shit because I'm pretty sure he did some other terrible things. I think he's in jail now. But senior was a very good tight end. Senior was a very good tight end. So that's what I was referring to. He kind of reminds me of that, you know, just putting up big time numbers. Maybe a little Ozzie Newsome. These listeners are like, who the fuck are these guys? How about this? Tony Gonzalez. All right.
There you go.
Travis
Kelce.
Yeah, there you go. When it comes to defense, Nick, I am going to say that I played a better hand than you, assuming you didn't go with my my special boys here, right here.
The Gamblers.
Am I crazy? Should I be playing the Generals?
Well, I would tell you, I mean, the Gamblers play the Birmingham Stallions, and they did score the most points out of anybody in week one.
But the Gamblers' defense was nasty. They had two pick sixes.
Yeah, you know, true. But so I went with the Philadelphia Stars for 3.5K. And really, this is just fade the Pittsburgh Maulers because that offense just looked atrocious, and the coaching looked even worse.
You know what though? I am going to switch because of that home crowd. I think the home crowd will be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Generals. I think the Panthers offense.
Okay.
You know, still some question marks there. Do I go with the Generals? Yeah, the Generals, right? I mean, who else can I take? I feel like that's the play.
I feel like you're just trying to be different now because the obvious play is the Philadelphia Stars.
But I also think the obvious play is the Gamblers since they scored that many points last week. So that's why I am going to take the Generals. I'm just hoping
Zig another zag, huh?
I hope Fisher says, "Hey Paxton, we want you to play some more."
Well, look, and like I mentioned in this pod or the pick spot, the Panthers, one of the reasons why they lost was their three turnovers. Their two fumbles lost and the interception. So if they continue that pattern and the Stars pick up a couple turnovers, that obviously helps with your fantasy points.
Yeah. Generals. But yes. So we see right there. There we go. Those are our lineups. I know we were all over the place this week. It seemed like, you know, this is going to be fun. Are you going to do a solo game? Come play DFS with us, folks. Come play DFS with us. NC Nick will tweet out a link and I'll tweet it out from the USFL Gambling Podcast.
We'll do showdowns too, definitely.
Yeah, so come play. It's a lot of fun just to bullshit, you know, talk some trash, just a couple bucks, you know, have some fun. Let's do this damn thing.
You know a great place to talk trash? Slack channel.
Oh, you know the best place probably to talk USFL football? It's probably our Slack channel. Download the Slack app, go to the Sports Gambling Podcast channel, and we have USFL talk happening nonstop. I truly believe that the Sports Gambling Podcast is the real best place to find USFL content. I really believe, whether it's our articles at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, but the Slack channel, we're talking USFL pretty much 24/7. Right. So hop in there.
And not just, you know, people that are on pods or writing columns. It's the community. It's the fans also.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it is nonstop. Like, people talking, hey, do you think Stevie Scott's going to start? You think you'll get the carries over this? It is a lot of fun. Hop in there. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll dig it. And let's get this thing going. We got the, I'm going to win another 1,000 this week, right, Nick?
Of course. I mean, it's easy now, right?
My wife's expecting it, so I feel like I better step it up here.
What's up? Good luck.
yeah, exactly, right? Look, subscribe to the USFL Gambling Podcast, folks. Subscribe to the College Football Experience. We're talking college football year round over there. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. Subscribe to the College Baseball Experience. About they had that World Series and the season's heating up in college baseball. We got the NHL Gambling Podcast. Those guys do a great job with their picks. The MLB Gambling Podcast. Those guys killing it. The NBA, obviously, you know, those sports are hitting too. So golf gambling, we got golf and NASCAR. Shout out to Rod doing the NASCAR. I can't tell you this. This is just can't tell you enough how great I feel like our channel is of our network at SGPN. So check that out. I'm on Twitter at @DColbyD, NC Knicks on Twitter at @NC_NICK. The USFL Gambling Podcast is on Twitter at USFL Gambling. Check out all of those. And this is going to be a lot of fun. All right. Let's give me some sweet music to get out of here. All right, folks, this is the USFL Gambling Podcast DFS style. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.
On the street, then tip your hat his way. You'll know just where he's headed and which game he's gonna play. He's a sharp shooting gunman and always aiming high. To win any gunfight, his limit is the sky. We're the gunslingers from San Antonio. We're the gunslingers on the road or at home. Remember the Alamo, for such as we are known. We're the gunslingers. Set in tone.